Now at Menards, save big on everything for your landscaping project. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Plus, get fast free estimates when you use our landscape design program available in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. Also, check out the great deals from our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Greetings and God bless you, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to speak directly to your heart about the incredible ways He will lift you up when you put your trust in Him. As children of God, we all encounter seasons where life's challenges threaten to weigh us down. We might find ourselves feeling overwhelmed, discouraged, and tempted to doubt God's goodness and plan for our lives. But the Lord wants to remind you today that He is always by your side, ready to lift you up and guide you through even the darkest of valleys. In this video, we'll explore 10 powerful ways that God will uplift and strengthen you when you choose to trust in Him completely. Through the wisdom of His Word and the testimonies of those who have experienced the life-changing effects of unwavering faith, you'll discover the comfort, peace, and victory that await those who lean on God's unwavering love and faithfulness. God's Word promises us that those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. When we place our trust in Christ and rely on His mighty power, we can overcome any obstacle and soar above the storms of life. So, if you're feeling burdened, weary, or in need of hope, this video is for you. Open your heart to receive the encouragement and strength that the Holy Spirit wants to pour into your life today. Let God's truth renew your mind, restore your joy, and ignite your faith to trust in Him like never before. And please, don't keep this message to yourself. Share this video with those you know who may be struggling to trust God in the midst of life's challenges. Together, we can inspire and uplift one another, reminding each other of God's unfailing love and the incredible plans He has for our lives. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you choose to trust in Him with all your heart. Remember, He is always with you, ready to lift you up and carry you through every trial and triumph. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus and watch as He transforms your life through the power of unshakable faith and trust in Him. Number 1. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I have a message of hope and encouragement that I believe will ignite a fire in your soul. Today, I want to remind you of an eternal truth, that God Almighty will reward your faithfulness in ways that will echo throughout eternity. In the midst of life's trials and tribulations, it's easy to get caught up in the here and now, to focus on the temporary pains and struggles that seem to consume us. But I urge you to lift your eyes to the heavens and remember that this life is but a fleeting breath compared to the everlasting glory that awaits those who trust in the Lord. The Apostle Paul understood this truth with every fiber of his being. In 2 Corinthians 4:17, 18, he declares, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Let those words sink deep into your heart today. You see, when you put your unwavering faith in God and remain steadfast in your commitment to Him, He is not only working in your life right now, but He is also preparing an eternal reward that will make all of your earthly trials pale in comparison. Every act of obedience, every sacrifice made for His kingdom, every tear shed in His name, none of it escapes His notice. And one day, when you step into the glory of His presence, He will honor your faithfulness in ways that will take your breath away. Imagine it with me for a moment. Picture yourself standing before the throne of the Most High God, surrounded by the radiance of His love and the beauty of heaven. As you look around, you see the fruit of your faithfulness, the lives you touched, the seeds of the gospel you planted, the prayers you whispered in the secret place. And then, with a smile that outshines the sun, your Heavenly Father embraces you and says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." In that moment, every trial and hardship you endured will fade away, swallowed up in the overwhelming reality of God's eternal reward. The Bible promises us that He will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and there will be no more death, sorrow, crying, or pain. All of the temporary shadows of this life will give way to the brilliant, everlasting light of His presence. So today, I want to encourage you to fix your eyes on the unseen, to trust in the faithfulness of your Heavenly Father. No matter what you're going through, no matter how heavy the burden may feel, know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Keep running the race with endurance. Keep casting your cares upon Him. Keep storing up treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot destroy. As you do, you will find the strength to persevere, the peace that surpasses understanding, and the unshakable assurance that your faithful God will reward you with an eternal glory beyond your wildest dreams. Trust Him, beloved. Hold fast to His promises, and let the hope of eternity light your path now and forevermore. Number 2. God's comfort in times of sorrow is a powerful reality that every believer can cling to. When the storms of life hit and you find yourself drowning in grief and pain, know that you are not alone. Our Heavenly Father sees your tears and hears the cries of your heart. Psalm 34:18 reminds us, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." What an incredible promise.
Now at Menards, save big on everything for your landscaping project. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Plus, get fast free estimates when you use our landscape design program, available in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. Also, check out the great deals from our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
In your darkest moments, when it feels like the weight of the world is crushing you, turn to God. He is right there beside you, ready to lift you up and carry you through. Pour out your heart to Him in honest, vulnerable prayer. Don't hold back your emotions or try to put on a brave face. God wants your raw, unfiltered pain. He can handle your anger, your doubt, your despair. Give it all to Him and trust that He will meet you in that place of brokenness. As you open your heart to God, He will begin to wrap you in His loving arms. Like a tender parent comforting a hurting child, He will hold you close and whisper words of hope and healing over you. His love is a soothing balm that can mend even the deepest wounds. Allow yourself to rest in His embrace and soak in His presence. Let His peace wash over you and fill you with renewed strength. Remember, God's comfort is not a one-time event. It's an ongoing journey of healing and restoration. There may be days when the pain feels just as fresh and the sorrow just as overwhelming. In those moments, keep running back to your Father. He will never grow tired of your tears or weary of your struggles. His love and compassion are boundless, and He will continue to carry you day after day until the darkness begins to lift. As you walk through this valley of grief, lean into God's Word. Let the promises of Scripture be your anchor and your hope. Meditate on verses like Isaiah 41:10, which says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Or Psalm 147:3, which declares, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Let these truths sink deep into your soul and cling to them when the enemy tries to whisper lies of hopelessness and despair. As you continue to trust God and seek His face, He will begin to bring healing and restoration to your broken heart. The pain may not disappear overnight, but gradually, you will find the burden getting lighter and the sun starting to peek through the clouds. you will begin to experience the joy and peace that only God can give, even in the midst of your sorrow. So don't lose heart, my friend. Keep pressing into God and trusting in His unfailing love. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will continue to comfort you, strengthen you, and guide you every step of the way. And one day, when you look back on this season of pain, you will see how God used it to draw you closer to Himself and to refine you into the person He created you to be. Trust in His goodness, lean into His love, and watch as He brings beauty from the ashes of your brokenness. He will lift you up and carry you through, just as He promised. For He is faithful, and His love for you knows no bounds. Number 3. When you face difficult decisions in life and don't know which path to take, you can trust that God will guide you. Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." God promises to lead and direct us when we put our faith in Him. In times of uncertainty, seek His wisdom through prayer and by immersing yourself in His Word. God speaks to us through Scripture, revealing His will and showing us the way to go. The Bible is full of examples of how God guided His people. When the Israelites were trapped between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army, Moses trusted God and He parted the waters for them to cross on dry land. When Joshua was preparing to lead the people into the Promised Land, God gave him detailed instructions on how to conquer Jericho. Over and over, we see that when God's people trusted Him, He directed their steps. The same is true for you today. No matter how confusing or overwhelming your situation may seem, you can have confidence that God is with you and He has a plan. He sees the beginning from the end and knows what path will lead to your greatest good and His highest glory. So don't lean on your own limited understanding. Acknowledge God in all you do and let Him take the lead. Spend time in His presence, pour out your heart to Him, and listen for His still small voice. As you walk closely with Him, He will give you the wisdom and discernment you need for every decision. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. What looks like an obstacle or detour to us is often God positioning us for something greater. He is working all things together for your good when you love Him and are called according to His purpose. So trust Him with your whole heart. Have faith that He is directing your path even when the way seems unclear. Take your concerns to Him in prayer, believing He hears you and will answer. Obey His word and follow His leading, even when it doesn't make sense to your natural mind. As you trust and obey, you will see God's faithfulness in your life. He will guide you into His perfect will and lead you on a straight path that brings blessing and abundance. Number 4. God will provide for your needs, dear friends. This is a promise we can hold on to with unwavering faith. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verses 31-33, Jesus Himself tells us, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." These words from our Savior are a powerful reminder that we need not be anxious about the necessities of life. Our Heavenly Father, in His infinite wisdom and love, is fully aware of our needs. He knows the desires of our hearts and the challenges we face each day. And as a good father, He is committed to taking care of His children. When we put our trust in God and make Him our top priority, He promises to meet our needs. This doesn't mean we'll always have an abundance of material possessions or live a life of ease, but it does mean that God will provide us with what we truly need to fulfill His purposes for our lives. He will give us daily bread, both physically and spiritually. He will clothe us, shelter us, and guide us along the path He has set before us. The key is to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. When we align our lives with God's will and strive to live according to His standards, we open the door for His blessings to flow into our lives. We demonstrate our faith and trust in Him, acknowledging that He is the source of all good things. So, dear friends, let us lay aside our worries and fears about the future. Let us cast our cares upon the Lord, knowing that He cares for us deeply. As we seek Him first and foremost, we can have confidence that He will provide for our needs. He is a loving Father who delights in giving good gifts to His children. Remember, God's provision may not always come in the form we expect or desire, but we can trust that His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He sees the bigger picture and knows what is best for us in the long run. So let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Let us trust in His unfailing love and faithfulness. As we walk closely with Him, we will experience His provision, His peace, and His joy in our lives. Take heart, dear friends, for our God is a good Father who will never leave us or forsake us. He will provide for our needs as we trust in Him. Number 5. When life feels like a turbulent sea and the waves of uncertainty crash around you, remember that God is your anchor. He is the solid rock upon which you can stand, the unshakable foundation that will not crumble beneath your feet. In the midst of the chaos, when your heart is troubled and your mind is weary, God extends His hand, offering you a peace that surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4, 6, 7 reminds us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." These words are not mere platitudes. They are a promise from the Creator of the universe Himself. When you trust in God, you open the door for His peace to flood your soul. It is a peace that is not dependent on your circumstances, but rather on the unchanging character of God. When you bring your worries, your fears, and your doubts to Him in prayer, He hears you. When you petition Him with a thankful heart, acknowledging His goodness and faithfulness, He is moved by your faith. In exchange for your trust, God offers a peace that is beyond human comprehension. It is a peace that doesn't make sense to the world, for it exists in the midst of the storm. This peace is not the absence of trouble, but rather the assurance that God is with you in the midst of it. It is the confidence that He is in control, even when everything around you seems to be spiraling out of control. As you navigate the challenges of life, cling to the promise of God's peace. Let it be the anchor that keeps you steady, the light that guides you through the darkest of nights. When the enemy tries to fill your mind with worry and fear, remember that God's peace stands guard over your heart and mind. It is a shield that deflects the arrows of anxiety and a balm that soothes the wounds of doubt. In the midst of the chaos, take a moment to breathe deeply and fix your eyes on Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace, the one who calmed the raging sea with a single word. He is the one who whispers, "Peace, be still," to the storm inside you. Trust Him, for He is faithful. Lean on Him, for He is strong. Rest in Him, for He is your refuge. As you surrender your worries to God and trust Him with your future, His peace will fill your heart and mind. It will be a tangible reminder of His presence, a sweet assurance of His love. And as you walk in this peace, others will take notice. They will see the calm in your countenance, the joy in your eyes, and the hope in your heart. Your peace in the midst of chaos will be a powerful testimony to the goodness and faithfulness of God. So, dear friend, do not be anxious about anything. Instead, bring your requests to God with a thankful heart. Trust Him to work all things together for your good and His glory. And as you do, may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. For He is with you, always, even to the end of the age. Number 6. My friends, when you put your trust in the Lord, you can have confidence that He will be your defender against all enemies. No matter what challenges or opposition you face in life, God is there to protect and deliver you. Psalm 18:2 powerfully declares, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." What an incredible promise. When others rise up against you, whether through persecution, false accusations, betrayal, or any other attack, you can run to God as your mighty fortress. He is an unshakable rock that you can stand upon. When the storms of life rage, He will shield you and provide a place of refuge where you are safe and secure. God is also described as your deliverer. He doesn't just protect you from attacks, but actively fights on your behalf to deliver you from the schemes and snares of the enemy. You don't have to battle in your own strength, because the Lord of hosts is fighting for you. He is the horn of your salvation, the source of your strength and victory. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of how God defends his people against their foes. When the Israelites were trapped between the Red Sea and the pursuing Egyptian army, God fought for them by parting the waters and then destroying their enemies. When Hezekiah and the people of Judah were surrounded by the mighty Assyrian army, God sent an angel to strike down 185,000 Assyrian soldiers in one night. Time and again, God demonstrates his power and faithfulness to defend his children. The same God who defended the Israelites and the people of Judah is your defender today. No matter how powerful your enemies may seem, they are no match for the omnipotent creator of the universe who is on your side. So when you face opposition, hardship, and attack, don't lose heart. Don't give in to fear, discouragement, or despair. Instead, lift up your eyes to the Lord and put your trust fully in him. Run to him as your rock, fortress, deliverer, and stronghold. Believe that he is fighting for you and that he will defend and deliver you. As you trust in the Lord, you can have peace in the midst of the storm, knowing that the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. You can have confidence that no weapon forged against you will prevail, and that in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So stand firm in your faith, trust in God's loving protection, and let him be your strong defender. He will never leave you or forsake you, and he will fight for you until the final victory is won. As Psalm 46, 1 assures us, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Take courage, trust in the Lord, and watch him lift you up as he defends you against all your enemies. Number 7. When you put your trust in God, he will give you the boldness and courage to stand up for what is right, even in the face of adversity or fear. As a Christian, there may be times when you feel afraid or uncertain about expressing your faith or standing firm in your convictions. However, God's word assures us that we can find strength and courage in him. In Joshua 1:9, God commands us, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." This powerful verse reminds us that no matter what challenges we face, God is always with us, and he will provide the boldness we need to stand for what is right. When you trust in God, you can face your fears knowing that he is by your side. You can speak the truth in love even when it's difficult, because you know that God will give you the words to say and the strength to persevere. You can stand up against injustice, discrimination, or immorality, knowing that you are doing what is right in God's eyes. Sometimes standing for what is right may mean going against the crowd or facing criticism from others. But remember, God's opinion is the only one that truly matters. When you trust him and seek to honor him with your actions, he will give you the boldness to stand firm, even when it's not popular or easy. As you navigate life's challenges, keep your eyes fixed on God and his word. Spend time in prayer, asking God to fill you with his strength and courage. Surround yourself with other believers who can encourage and support you in your faith. And when you feel afraid or discouraged, remember that God is with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. In those moments when you need an extra measure of boldness, recall the many examples in the Bible of individuals who trusted God and stood firm in their faith. Think of Daniel, who refused to bow down to false gods and was thrown into the lion's den, yet emerged unharmed because of his trust in God. Or consider Esther, who risked her life to speak up for her people and saw God work mightily through her courage. Like these biblical heroes, you too can experience the power and boldness that comes from trusting in God. When you surrender your fears and doubts to him, he will fill you with his strength and enable you to stand for what is right, no matter the cost. So today, if you are facing a situation that requires boldness, remember that God is with you. Trust in his unfailing love and faithfulness, and step out in courage, knowing that He will guide and sustain you every step of the way. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Number 8. Dear friends, I want to share an incredible truth with you, a promise from God's Word that has the power to transform your life. No matter what challenges or trials you may be facing, God wants you to know that He will lift you up when you put your trust fully in Him. One of the most amazing ways God does this is by filling you with pure joy in His presence. You see, the fleeting pleasures and temporary happiness this world offers can never satisfy the deepest longings of your soul. Only an intimate relationship with your Heavenly Father can give you the true, lasting joy your heart desperately craves. Listen to the jubilant words of Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. What an extraordinary promise. When you commit to walking closely with the Lord and surrender your life to Him, He doesn't just give you a little bit of joy. No, He fills you to overflowing with an inexpressible and glorious joy that transcends your circumstances. You may be thinking, but you don't know what I'm going through. How can I possibly have joy in the midst of this pain and suffering? Dear child of God, that's precisely the kind of joy I'm talking about. A supernatural, heaven-sent joy that remains steadfast even in life's darkest valleys. A joy that isn't dependent on your situation, but rather on your unshakable relationship with your Savior. When you abide in God's presence through worship, prayer, and meditating on His Word, He will bless you with the incredible joy of the Holy Spirit. A joy that will strengthen you, sustain you, and empower you to overcome every obstacle in your path. A joy that is rooted in God's boundless love for you and His promise to never leave you nor forsake you. So today, I urge you to run into the open arms of your Heavenly Father. Pour out your heart to Him. Trust Him completely and let His presence envelop you. As you draw near to God, He will draw near to you and flood your spirit with a joy beyond anything you've ever experienced. In the words of 1 Peter 1:8-9, though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Cling to this truth, dear friends, and let God's joy be your strength, no matter what life may bring. He will lift you up on wings like eagles and fill you with the fullness of His radiant joy. Number 9. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind you today of God's unwavering promise to be your strength when you are at your weakest. We all face trials and hardships in this life that can leave us feeling utterly depleted, ready to wave the white flag of surrender. Maybe you're battling a chronic illness that has sapped your energy and clouded your hope for the future. Perhaps you recently lost your job and the financial strain is overwhelming. Or it could be that your marriage is on the rocks and you don't know how to pick up the pieces. Whatever difficult circumstance you find yourself in, I'm here to tell you that you serve a God whose grace is more than sufficient to carry you through. The Apostle Paul knew all about weakness and hardship. He was beaten, imprisoned, shipwrecked, and faced constant danger for the sake of the gospel. Yet in 2 Corinthians 12, Paul tells us that God spoke these words to him: "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." You see, it's in our weakest moments that God's strength shines through most clearly. When we come to the end of ourselves, we create space for God to work mightily on our behalf. Paul goes on to say, "Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." What a radical perspective. Paul learned to embrace his weakness because he knew it paved the way for God's power to be displayed in his life. The same is true for you, dear friend. When you feel like you're running on fumes, trust that God's strength is more than enough to sustain you. Lean into His grace, knowing that He will fill you with supernatural power to press on. Your weakness is not a liability. It's an opportunity for God to showcase His might. As you walk through this trial, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. He endured the cross, despising its shame, so that you could have abundant life in Him. Draw near to God through prayer and immerse yourself in His Word, which is living and active and sharper than any double-edged sword. Surround yourself with fellow believers who can encourage you and remind you of God's faithfulness. Remember, you are never alone in your struggle. The Holy Spirit is your ever-present help and comforter. When you don't have the words to pray, He intercedes on your behalf with groanings too deep for words. And our Heavenly Father, who loves you with an everlasting love, is always working things together for your good and His glory. So take heart, precious child of God. Your weakness is not a dead end. It's a doorway to experiencing God's power like never before. Trust Him in this season, knowing that His grace is sufficient for all your needs. You will emerge from this trial stronger, with a deeper understanding of God's love and faithfulness. And your testimony of His sustaining grace will be a beacon of hope to others who are struggling. Number 10. Beloved friends, today I want to share with you a truth that has the power to transform the way you view your life and the challenges you face. It's a promise straight from the heart of our loving Heavenly Father, and it's found in Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. This verse is a beacon of hope, a divine guarantee that no matter what storms may rage in our lives, God is always at work behind the scenes, weaving even the darkest threads into a beautiful tapestry of grace and redemption. You see, we live in a fallen world, and as much as we might plan and prepare, life doesn't always unfold the way we expect. We encounter setbacks, disappointments, and trials that can leave us feeling discouraged, confused, and even tempted to doubt God's goodness. But I want to assure you today that even in the midst of those painful situations, our Sovereign Lord is never caught off guard. He is always one step ahead, working tirelessly to bring about His perfect purposes in and through our lives. The key to unlocking this truth is found in the first part of Romans 8:28, and we know. It's not a matter of wishful thinking or blind optimism, but a confident assurance based on the unshakable character of our God. We know that He is good. We know that He loves us with an everlasting love, and we know that He is faithful to keep His promises. And because we know these things, we can trust that even when life takes a detour, or we find ourselves in a valley of darkness, God is still in control, and He is working all things together for our ultimate good and His glory. Now, this doesn't mean that God causes bad things to happen to us. Our Heavenly Father is not the source of pain, sickness, or suffering. But in His infinite wisdom and power, He is able to take even the broken pieces of our lives and use them to shape us into the image of Christ. He can turn our mourning into dancing, our ashes into beauty, and our trials into testimonies of His sustaining grace. Think of Joseph in the Old Testament, betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, and falsely imprisoned. It would have been easy for him to become bitter and lose sight of God's hand in his life. But years later, as he stood before those same brothers who had wronged him, Joseph could say with tears of joy, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Genesis 50:20. Joseph's story is a powerful reminder that our God is a Redeemer, and He can use even the darkest chapters of our lives to write a story of hope and restoration. So today, if you find yourself in a difficult situation, if you're facing challenges that seem insurmountable, I want to encourage you to fix your eyes on the faithfulness of your Heavenly Father. Trust that He is at work, even when you can't see it. Cling to the promise of Romans 8:28, and know that God is weaving every thread of your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, into a glorious masterpiece that will one day be revealed. As you do, you will find the strength to persevere, the peace that surpasses understanding, and the unshakable assurance that your loving God is always in control. So keep holding on, keep trusting, and keep believing that the best is yet to come. For in the hands of our Almighty God, every trial becomes an opportunity for growth, every setback a setup for a comeback, and every broken dream an invitation to watch Him do the impossible. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, and know that He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will use even the darkest moments of your life to draw you closer to Himself, to refine your character, and to showcase His glory to a watching world. And one day, when you look back on the tapestry of your life, you will see with perfect clarity how every thread was woven together by the loving hand of your Heavenly Father, and you will praise Him for His faithfulness every step of the way. Heavenly Father, I come before You today with a heart that is weary and burdened. The trials and challenges of this life can feel so overwhelming at times. When the storms rage around me and the waves threaten to pull me under, it's easy to feel afraid and alone. But I know that when I put my trust fully in You, You are always there to lift me up. Your word promises that You will never leave me or forsake me. You are an ever-present help in times of trouble. When I am weak, You are strong on my behalf. When I stumble and fall, Your loving hand is there to catch me. I cling to the truth that Your power is made perfect in my weakness. Thank You that I can cast all my cares and anxieties on You, knowing that You care for me as Your beloved child. Help me to release my worries and fears into Your capable hands. Teach me to rest in Your love, trusting that You are working all things together for my ultimate good, even when I can't see the bigger picture. I choose to believe that nothing is impossible with You. No matter how dire my circumstances may seem, You are able to do immeasurably more than I could ever ask for or imagine. Let my faith arise as I remember the countless times You have come through for me in the past. My hope is found in Your unfailing goodness and faithfulness. When the enemy attacks my mind with doubts and lies, I will hold fast to Your promises, which are my anchor. Empower me to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the truth of who You are and what You declare over me. Let Your peace that surpasses all understanding guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Give me eyes to see the great cloud of witnesses that surrounds me, the many precious saints who have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Let their lives inspire me to persevere and hold fast to my confession of hope without wavering. For You who promised are faithful. As I fix my eyes on You, I trust that You will renew my strength. I will soar on wings like eagles. I will run and not grow weary. I will walk and not be faint. Let my life bring glory to Your name as I joyfully proclaim that the Lord is my refuge and strength, my very present help in times of trouble. Thank You for Your steadfast love which endures forever. I trust You to be my rock, my deliverer, and my fortress. In You I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I praise You for Your goodness. Great is Your faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we come to the end of this video, I want to leave you with a final thought. When you put your trust in God, He will lift you up in ways you never thought possible. Even in the midst of life's challenges and struggles, God is always there, ready to guide you, support you, and give you the strength you need to persevere. Remember, God's love for you is unconditional and unwavering. He sees your potential, even when you may doubt yourself. He believes in you, even when others may not. And He has a plan for your life that is greater than anything you could imagine. As you go through your daily life, there will be moments when you feel overwhelmed, discouraged, or alone. But I want to encourage you to keep trusting in God, to lean on Him for support and guidance, and to have faith that He will lead you to exactly where you need to be. When you trust in God, you open yourself up to His infinite wisdom, love, and grace. You allow Him to work in your life in powerful ways, shaping you into the person He created you to be. And you discover a sense of peace and purpose that can only come from a deep relationship with your Heavenly Father. So let me leave you with this challenge today. Keep trusting in God, no matter what life throws your way. Don't let fear, doubt, or worry hold you back from experiencing all that He has in store for you. Believe that God is always working for your good, even when you can't see it or understand it. And trust that His love and grace will sustain you through every moment of your life. Thank you for joining me in this video. May you be blessed with an unshakable faith in God's goodness and love. Remember, when you put your trust in Him, there is no limit to what He can do in your life. So keep trusting, keep believing, and watch as God lifts you up to heights you never thought possible.